Oh, yeah, it's 6 o'clock Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and other stuff like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-worries from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. Yes. Programming though, next week, I don't particularly believe in Christmas shows because they've all been played, all songs have been played. And I, you know, the really good songs, you know, there's not that many of them, but I will be playing Christmas music next week, probably 20 out of the 32 average songs, the 32 song average I have. So, but tonight, it's gonna be the same old junk. Anyway. Why don't we get into it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
I need you. You're listening to the king of Todd Farr, Mr. Alex Piendez, on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Well, my world used to be sunny, and jokes used to be funny. But now you're gone, and everything's turned all around. Well, my world used to be warm, and then there was a storm. But now you're gone, and everything's turned upside down.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio, WMFO. I really love this show.
Hey, me landlord. Man, open the door, yeah. You know I'm out here. Who put this lock on top of my lock? Anyhow, I know I owe you this rent, but that don't get me, because I'm going to pay you sometime. But let's don't think of it right now, boy. Let's play this thing. Boy, it's below zero, and this man here done put a lot on top of my lot. I know he must be going crazy or something. Well, it's too below zero, and I'm out in the rain and cold. Boy, it's cold out here, boy, it's below three. Yeah, it's too below zero, and I'm out in the rain and cold. That the cold weather to be in, I'm telling you. Well, I ain't got no money. I ain't got no place to go. That bad boy when you ain't got no roof to jump in. Well, the snow is falling. Snow is falling down. And my feet all soaked wet. The day that I'll be back on my feet again, and that right where I'm at, ain't got pay to pay my rent. Well, there's no if for it, not one thing. And my feet all so wet. I mean on the ground too, sticking out my toe. And I ain't got no money, and I can't even pay my rent. Landlord, please, now I'm begging to that man, please don't be the fool. Now why should I beg to him? I owe him, he don't owe me nothing. Yeah, please, man, landlord, I'm begging on account of the weather out here. Please don't be the fool. I die this morning. Well, I ain't got no money. I ain't doing nothing but catching cold. And that's something I'm telling you. My landlord must be crazy, or he must be fooling about the doggone rent. I don't pay for a down to half a week, and the man red damn for that. Yeah, he must be crazy. That landlord a killer. Oh, he must be fooling about his rent. What he want down to half? He won't even let me owe him $1. Not even a doggone cent. What kind of landlord is this?
I'm not a real human being. I'm just a mechanical robot voice. But when I want to rock out and blow a fuse, I listen to The Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
I'm a mechanical man. I was built in a factory. My serial number is 08456713. I'm designed in the USA and manufactured in Japan. Does anybody here know a robot girl who wants to meet a mechanical man? I was made out of stainless steel to protect my frame from rust. There's a vacuum cleaner built into my chest that automatically picks up dust. I am 5'8" tall and as strong as a moving van. Does anybody know a robot girl who wants to meet a mechanical man? I can fix an automobile. I can put up a Christmas tree. I can milk a cow. I can mow a lawn. I can pour you a cup of tea. But I'm looking for someone who could help me to charge my coil and fill me up with batteries and feed me my daily oil. I would not care at all if she looked like a garbage can. Does anybody here know a robot girl who wants to meet a mechanical, 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 on the
Oh yeah, it's 6:14 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I'm explaining away this first set of the evening. Backing me up tonight are the Fender Four, the track called Margaia, released on Imperial in 1964, but I ain't gonna lie, I got off of Strum and Metal Part 2. Came out on Crypt back in the 90s, or maybe late 80s. It's also where I get my outro music, so I went light one CD. Anyway, just heard Bent Bolt and the Nuts, The Mechanical Man, off a split 7-inch with Teddy Randazzo's Sweet and Sour, 1966 on MGM. I had my first massage in 34 months last week. And yes, I didn't realize I could actually move certain things in my body. For Bent Bolt, you heard Champion Jack Dupree from 1955 and Two Below Zero, released on King. Yep, here we go. All right, now we got to set up. I don't know how to get this to repeat. Anyway, let's turn that back. Whoop. Yep, there we go. Anyway, Champion Jack Dupree with Two Below Zero, 1955 on the King label. Before that, The Choir and It's Cold Outside, 1967 on Roulette. That was a Todd Farm find from, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. I had the thing on compilations and whatnot. I actually like the warm ending rather than the fade. That's on this record. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers. I got it for practically nothing. Anyway, kicked off the set and the show with the Kinks and I Need You. Our Savvy Show started this week. 1965 on Reprise. Yes. I'm going to make another appeal since everybody, you know, this Christmas season, the holidays, might be feeling charitable. Make me an ID. All you got to do is mention your name. Claim to fame or lack thereof. General geographic location or planet. And then you can mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations. Make a legal ID out of it by stating WMFO in Medford, or the WMFO Medford. And you can email it to Coffee and Smokes at Verizon. I'll make a waiver and MP3 out. And then you email it to Coffee and Smokes at Verizon.net. That's COFFEENSMOKES at Verizon.net. It's been a while. And also, if you're on Facebook and admit it you are, all you got to do is go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. And then ask to join the group. I don't post all that often. Usually just promos for the show, the occasional video, or notice that somebody died. Or somebody's putting something out, or whatever. But it isn't really, not overbearing like some groups can be, or really active, but it'll be nice to have you there. Anyway, before I talk myself into the third set, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Once upon a time in a neat little cottage there were three bears. One was a daddy bear and one was a mommy bear and one was a wee bear. While they were out walking through the deep woods, a stalk came a little girl with blonde hair. Her name was Goldilocks and upon the door she knocked but no one was there. So she walked right in, had herself a time, cause she didn't care. But soon she got sleepy, went to bed upstairs. When home came with three bears. Someone's been tasting my porridge, said the daddy bear. Someone's been tasting my porridge, said the mommy bear. Bear, Barbary Bear, said the little wee bear. Someone has broken my chair. Someone's been sleeping in my bed, said the daddy bear. Someone's been sleeping in my bed, said the mommy bear. Bear, Barbary Bear, said the little wee bear. Here's the girl who's broken my chair. ba doo be a ba doo bit beat ba boo yo. Wee be doo be oo bow. Wee be doo be oo bow. Ba ba oo loo be boot be oo loo be boot be oo loo be. Just then, Goldilocks woke up, broke up the party and beat it out of there. Bye-bye, bye-bye, said the daddy bear, goodbye. Bye, said the mommy bear, bear, bobbery, bear, said the little wee bear. So ends the story of the three. The daddy bear, the mommy bear, the baby bear, but don't forget Goldilocks with the blonde hair. Story of the three bears.
Hi, folks. I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Listening to my mind as I lay restless in the night, wasting my time, thinking about me, thinking about you. Listening to the sound of crying eyes and knowing that they'll never dry, thinking about me, thinking about you. Living in a distant world, feeling like a man without a soul. Praying that the thought of you will leave my mind before I lose control. Yeah! Trying to be strong enough to face a night I know I must go through. Thinking about me, thinking about you.
Sound.
Friends.
I'd like to take these records, if I may. I feel they would be of invaluable assistance to me in combating the evil in my school.
Chuck Yu. I do radio both here at WMFO and down the road at WMBR. But on Thursday nights, I prefer to listen to my radio. More specifically, The Desperate Hours with Alex. Stay tuned to keep on rocking with The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours.
Right here on WMFO, Medford.
I'm so young and you're so old. This, my darling, I have been told. I don't care just what I say, 'cause forever I will pray. You and I will be as free as the birds up in the trees. Oh, please stay by me, Diana. Thrills I get when you hold me close. Oh, my darling, you're the most. I love you, but you love me. Oh, Diana, can't you see? I love you with all my heart, and I hope we will never part. Oh, please stay with me, oh, Diana. No harder. I love you with all my heart. Oh, 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 oh.
my heart. Only you can tear it apart. When you hold me in your loving arms, I can feel you're giving all your charms. Hold me, darling, oh, hold me tight. Oh, squeeze me, baby, with all your might. Oh, Diana, oh, oh, please, Diana, oh, 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 oh,
Oh yeah, it's 6:34 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, a station who wants to remind you this holiday season that the support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. This is a public service announcement brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and your pals here at WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I played in the second part of the show. You know, we're still down a couple of CDs, three of them to be exact, but doing okay tonight. Let's see what happens when I start to get tuckered out in the middle of the second hour. Anyway, back me up once again, the Fender Four with my Gaia from 1964. You just heard Johnny Halliday, the French Elvis, and Diana. His rendition of Diana came out in Philips in France in 1962, but I'm going to lie. I got off the Best Of thingy, La Fantastique Epopée du Rock, Volume 3. Came out in 1968 on Philips in France. For that, local legend Kenny Hyland with the Hopelessly Obscure and Rain of Death from the Hopelessly Obscure EP. Came out in 1984 on Majestic Records. Before that, the Beethoven's Four with Sets My Soul on Fire. Originally released on the Talus label in 1968. But I got off of the compilation. The vinyl Garage Punk Unknowns Volume 8 came out in 1995 on Crypt. For that, Sugar Pie DeSanto with Mr. and Mrs., the B-side to Slip In Mules, which was the answer to Tommy Tucker's High Heel Sneakers. Came out in, when did that come out? 1964 on Checker. There we go. Okay. Go back. Doesn't that sound professional? Anyway, for Sugar Pie DeSanto, Joey Neubauer making his triumphant return to WMFO, the Desperate Hours playlist. Thinking About Me, Thinking About You, originally released on SRS International. I got off the CD reissue of Come On Sign 2008 on Ebla. And we kicked off the set with Bobby Troop from the self-titled 10-inch LP. Came out in 1953 on Capitol, yes. With my Gaia. No, the free beers. Damn. I can't read. I need new glasses. Time for a trip to Walmart. Anyway. Yeah, Bobby Troop set that up with free beers on the Bobby Troop LP. And it's funny because I had bought the Do Re Mi LP, which includes his version of Route 66, which was released after... Nat King Cole had a huge hit with it, and Patti Page had also recorded it. And but before, you know, it was turned into a rock and roll standard by Chuck Berry, right around the same time. Anyway, guy says, "Hey, you want Bobby Troop? There's another vendor down there," and I got it really, really cheap, and it was really, really good condition for a 70-year-old, a 69-year-old record. Anyway, I'm gonna have a short set, slightly longer set, and then we'll be past the point of no return. Goes a little faster when you're not screwing up. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
definition of a henpecked husband, one who is afraid to tell his pregnant wife he is sterile.
Just gonna have to die. Forget about your worries, you better learn how to cry. Don't well, I said, you know, you can't complain.
Don't you complain.
You gotta accept the pain.
Don't you complain.
I said, you know, life's gonna maintain.
Don't you complain.
Oh, just don't. In the field, he's plowing up his unplowed sod. Well, the leper's in the church, he's on his knees, he's praying to his God. Everybody's worrying about the bomb, it's gonna fall. And then the whole world is dead, I said, you know, you're gonna lose all. Just don't you complain.
Don't you complain.
You gotta accept the pain.
Don't you
I said you know the future it's gonna maintain.
Don't you complain.
So just don't complain. Get down on your knees and you better say a prayer. Throw away all your sins. I said you better learn. Nobody here to stand right by your side. So you put away your fears, learn how to hide your pride. And don't you ever complain. I said, you know you got to maintain. I said, please don't you refrain. I said, don't you ever complain. Oh, please don't.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
I watch your every move. There's I'd like a plain omelet, no potatoes, tomatoes instead, a cup of coffee and toast.
No substitution.
What do you mean, you don't have any tomatoes?
Only what's on the menu. You can have a number two, a plain omelet. It comes with cottage fries and rolls.
Yeah, I know what it comes with, but it's not what I want.
Well, I'll come back when you make up your mind.
Wait a minute. I have made up my mind. I'd like a plain omelet, no potatoes on the plate, a cup of coffee, and a side order of wheat toast.
I'm sorry, we don't have any side orders of toast. I'll give you an English muffin or a coffee roll.
What do you mean you don't make side orders of toast? You make sandwiches, don't you?
Would you like to talk to the manager?
Hey, Mac.
Shut up. You've got bread and a toaster of some kind?
I don't make the rules.
Okay, I'll make it as easy for you as I can. I'd like an omelet, plain, and a chicken salad sandwich on wheat toast. No mayonnaise, no butter, no lettuce, and a cup of coffee.
Well, number two, chicken salad sand. All the butter, the lettuce, and the mayonnaise, and a cup of coffee. Anything else?
Yeah, now all you have to do is hold the chicken, bring me the toast, give me a check for the chicken salad sandwich, and you haven't broken any rules.
You want me to hold the chicken, huh?
I want you to hold it between your knees.
You see that sign, sir? Yes, you all have to leave. I'm not taking any more of your smartness and sarcasm.
You see this sign?
Oh yeah, it's 6:50 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. Just heard the Rolling Stones and their rendition of Route 66 from the England's newest Hitmakers LP. Came out in London, one of those in 1964, the bogus stereo one. Yeah. Anyway, before that, Jack Nicholson with the diner scene. Now, if I didn't really care so much about it, I probably would have remembered to have the fader up. So you would have caught the introduction to Route 66. But anyway, the diner scene from Five Easy Pieces with Jack Nicholson. Before that, the Troggs, Girl in Black, originally released on Fontana in France. I'm not going to lie, I got off the EP collection, Best of Thing in 1996 on Cecil Miles in the UK. Before that, John English III and the Lemon Drops with Just Don't Complain, originally released on Moonglow in 1966. I got that off of Fuzz Flakes and Shakes Volume 2, 1999 on Bacchus Archives. And we kicked it off with Steam from the self-titled LP with Na Na Hey Hey. Kiss Him Goodbye, 1970 on Mercury. Love and Affection. Let's get back into it. This next set will take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Hope you're digging it. You got no choice. I'm here anyway. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Hey, this is MJ Quirk from Club Linehan at Go-Go, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo Alex Pandas on 91.5 WMFO Tufts University, Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
The vase that's made of gold and white and filled with wax green leaves played host one day to a rather little bug with a special grace to please. Small, light, and dark, with fast demeanor, it climbed my hand to be seen. Then threw my fingers onto the vase, it stopped, then turned to green. The little green bug came out of the vase and crawled in a paper box near. then who knows why I stepped on the box and the green bug never did reappear. And dark with vast demeanor, it climbed my hand to be seen. Then threw my fingers onto the vase, it stopped and turned to green. The little green bug came out of the vase and crawled in a paper box near. Then who knows why I stepped on the box and the green bug never did reappear. The vase that's made of gold and white and filled with wax green leaves played host one day to a rather little bug with a special grace to please. Small, light and dark with vast demeanor, it climbed my hand to be seen. Then threw my fingers onto the vase, it stopped then turned to green. The little green bug came out of the vase and crawled in a paper box near. Then who knows why I stepped on the box and the green bug never did reappear.